الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. وبه إليه قال: حدثنا سفيان بن وكيع قال حدثنا جميع بن عمير بن عبد الرحمن العجلي قال: أنبأنا رجل من بني تميم من ولد أبي هالة زوج خديجة رضي الله عنها يكنى أبا عبد الله عن ابن أبي هالة عن الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنه قال: قال الحسين رضي الله عنه: سألت أبي عن سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في جلسائه، فقال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دائم البشر، سهل الخلق، لين الجانب، ليس بفظ ولا غليظ ولا سخاب ولا فحاش ولا عياب ولا مشاح، يتغافل عما لا يشتهي ولا يويس منه راجيه ولا يجيب فيه. قد ترك نفسه من ثلاث: المراء والإكثار وما لا يعنيه، وترك الناس من ثلاث: كان لا يذم أحدا ولا يعيبه ولا يطلب عورته، ولا يتكلم إلا فيما رجا ثوابه، وإذا تكلم أطرق جلساؤه كأنما على رؤوسهم الطير، فإذا سكت تكلموا، لا يتنازعون عنده الحديث، من تكلم عنده أنصتوا له حتى يفرغ، حديثهم عنده حديث أولهم، يضحك مما يضحكون منه، ويتعجبون مما يتعجبون منه، ويتعجب مما يتعجبون منه، ويصبر للغريب على الجفوة في منطقته ومسألته، حتى إن كان أصحابه ليستجلبونهم، ويقول: إذا رأيتم صاحب حاجة يطلبها فأرفدوه، ولا يقبل الثناء إلا من مكافئ، ولا يقطع على أحد حديثه حتى يجوز فيقطعه بنهي أو قيام. Alhamdulillah, in the last few sessions we discussed very briefly a few features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a few qualities of his known as his shama'il, and very briefly we discussed the character and the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In today's session we will further discuss the akhlaq, the sublime conduct and character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith which I've recited right now, reported from Hassan bin Ali radiallahu an, the illustrious grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who reports from his younger brother Hussein bin Ali. Previously we discussed the narration of Hassan radiallahu an, that hadith which he had narrated from his uncle Hind bin Abi Hala, describing the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith also narrated from Hassan radiallahu an, who now narrates from his younger brother Hussein radiallahu an. And both of them were very, very dear and close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had great and immense love for both his grandsons. Occasionally he would carry both of them, one in the right, the other in the left, and he would cuddle them, he would kiss them. Occasionally he would even go to the home of his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, just to see his two beloved grandchildren, or his two beloved grandsons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. The narration appears in Mustadrak Hakim. Once he goes to the home of Fatima radiallahu anha, he enters her home and he realizes that they're not in the home. He asks her, "Where are my two young beloved grandsons, Hassan and Hussein? Aina ibnaya? Where are my two beloved children?" She replies, and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, oh my beloved father, أصحابنا وليس في بيتنا شيء يذوقه ذائق. Today we have no food at all in the home. There's absolutely no food in our home." And perhaps they were crying due to severe pains of hunger and starvation. So Ali radiallahu anhu decided to take them out for some time to get them occupied. Perhaps they would forget about the hunger, the starvation. So he took them out of the home and he went looking or in search for some work through which he can earn some money or he can earn some food to give his two masoom little children to eat. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the home of Fatima radiallahu anha and he goes around in the gullies of Madina Munawwara, in the streets of Madina Munawwara, looking for Hassan and Hussein. Eventually he comes to a small pond and he sees his two masoom innocent grandchildren, grandsons, sitting by that pond and playing. Just before, in front of them, there were a few dates lying on the floor. And then he sees his beloved son-in-law, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, working very hard for a Jew, for a Yahudi, drawing buckets from a pond or from a well. And for every bucket that he drew or he took out or he removed from that well, he would earn a few dates, a handful of dates. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Ali, let me take my two grandchildren back home before it becomes very hot. He says, Ya Rasulullah, wait for a little while. I have no food at all at home, nothing to feed them. Wait for a little while until I draw enough buckets through which I will earn some money and then go back home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits with his two grandchildren whilst Ali radiallahu anhu is busy drawing buckets from the well of the Jew to earn a few dates to provide his, through which he would provide his family with. Nonetheless, Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates from his younger brother Hussein radiallahu anhu. He says, once I asked my beloved father Ali bin Abi Talib regarding the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his assemblies or during his beautiful gatherings, in which manner he used to approach himself, in which manner he used to conduct, in which manner he used to present himself before the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he replied and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always seen to be very happy and smiling. Despite the grief, the concern, the fikr and the worry for the entire ummah, he was always seen happy and smiling. Sahl al-khuluq. He was very easy mannered. He had a very good conduct, very good character, very good behavior. Layyin al-janib. Layyin al-janib. He was very soft-natured. If anyone required his approval or his consent, very easily he would offer or give his approval or his consent. Laysa bifadhin wala ghaleed. He was not a harsh person, nor was he hard-hearted, nor would he even speak in a harsh tone. Wala sakhabin. He would never raise his voice when speaking. He would never scream and talk. He always spoke in a very polite tone. Wala fahash. He was never rude to anyone, nor did he ever speak indecently to anyone. Wala ayyabin. He would never look for the faults of people. He would never pick on the faults of people. This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a very great deadly disease that we always try to look and pinpoint the faults of people. We look at the negative side. This is the behavior, the mindset, the mentality of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, may Allah protect us, who cannot see anyone prospering, anyone progressing. They can't see anyone's ship or boat sailing smoothly on the surface of the ocean. Anyone who tries to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some humble manner, instead of complimenting him, praising him, thanking him, they run him down, they pick on his faults, they ridicule and criticize him. This is not the conduct and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala ayyabin. He would never pick on the faults of people. Wala mushahin. He was never a miser. He never used to hoard his money or his wealth. And according to some versions or some nuskhas, it is mentioned, wala maddahin. He would never exceed the limit when it came to praising someone. He never overpraised anyone or anything. يَتَغَافَلُ عَمَّا لَا يَشْتَهِي. If naturally something did not agree with him, he would not make that person feel disheartened. Rather politely, gently, he would make himself unaware of that thing. Or he would pretend to be unaware of that particular thing. To the extent that if any food was presented before him and it wasn't to his liking, then he would not find any fault in that food. Rather, he would leave that food and he would eat something else. وَلَا يُوْيِسُ مِنْهُ رَاجِيهِ. Anyone who had some hope, or anyone who came to him having some hope that he would earn or he would get something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would never send him back despondent. وَلَا يُجِيبُ فِيهِ. At the same time, if something was presented before him which he did not like, he would not accept it, but at the same time he would not make the person feel bad or upset in any way. He then says, قَدْ تَرَكَ نَفْسَهُ مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he completely kept himself away from three things. Firstly, al-mira, arguments, quarreling, bickering, fighting. He would never get involved in any argument or any fight with any person. He came to make peace between hearts, to join hearts, not to break people's hearts. Wal-ikthar, likewise he would keep himself away from senseless utterances, excessive speech. He would speak a few words. His speech was very concise, yet very comprehensive, Jami'ul Kalim. He would mention or utter a few words which carried a very great message for the entire humanity. And thirdly, وَمَا لَا يَعْنِي. He would keep himself completely away from all those things that did not concern him. He would not bother about someone else's personal stories. He would try to keep himself aloof from everything that did not bother or concern him. وَتَرَكَ النَّاسَ مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. And he left the people from three things. Firstly, كَانَ لَا يَذُمُّ أَحَدًا. He would never insult or disgrace anyone. He would never shout or rebuke anyone. وَلَا يَعِيبُهُ وَلَا يَطْلُبُ عَوْرَتَهُ. Ali radiallahu anhu emphasizes this point that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never look for the faults of people. He would never search for occasions in which he would find the faults of people. وَلَا يَعِيبُهُ وَلَا يَطْلُبُ عَوْرَتَهُ. He then says, وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ إِلَّا فِي مَا رَجَى ثَوَابَهُ. He will not speak except that from which reward could be attained. Except that which he had some hope that perhaps he would be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, he explains the level of obedience and submission of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they would present themselves before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ أَطْرَقَ جُلَسَاؤُهُ. Whenever the Nabi of Allah would speak, the Sahaba would lower their heads. They would bow down. They would listen very attentively to his speech. كَأَنَّمَا عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمُ الطَّيْرِ. They would sit very close to one another with their heads lowered as if they were birds sitting on their heads. No movement, no shaking. With complete silence, they would listen very carefully to the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا سَكَتَ تَكَلَّمُوا. Once he had completed his speech, then they would start speaking. They would start talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يتنازعون عنده الحديث. They would never argue before him. They would never argue anything before him. من تكلم عنده أنصتوا له حتى يفرغ. If any Sahabi, any companion happened to speak or ask any question, the rest of the gathering would listen very attentively to him. They would not intervene, they would not interject, they would listen very carefully until he's complete with whatever he needed to say. حديثهم عنده حديث أولهم. The speech of every person who spoke in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was as if he was the first person speaking. Meaning in any gathering, the first person to speak, everyone pays full attention. This was the condition of every person who spoke in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَضْحَكُ مِمَّا يَضْحَكُونَ مِنْهِ. If they found anything amusing and they happened to laugh, the Nabi of Allah would also smile and be part of them. He would never regard himself to be aloof or away from them. وَيَتَعَجَّبُ مِمَّا يَتَعَجَّبُونَ مِنْهِ. He would also show his surprise to those things that they were surprised about. وَيَصْبِرُ لِلْغَرِيبِ عَلَى الْجَفْوَ فِي مِنْطَقَتِهِ وَمَسْأَلَتِهِ. He would exercise patience at the harshness and the questions of a traveler. Very often the Bedouins would come and they would pose many questions before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very harshly, abruptly, in a very rude tone. Ya Muhammad, they would call him by his name and they would ask him to take oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always patient. He never became upset with any of the questions. To the extent that Sahaba would even ask them to come. Sahaba would wait for them to come. One Sahabi says, we would wait for an intelligent Bedouin to come. Because they would have the himmat, the courage to ask many questions, which we did not have that courage to ask. So they would come and they would ask many questions for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through that we would also benefit and learn. And then the Nabi of Allah himself would say, or he would command the Sahaba, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ طَالِبَ حَاجَةٍ يَطْلُبُهَا فَأَرْفِدُوا. Whenever you see any person in need, then always assist him, always help him. Try and be a means of assistance for him. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ الثَّنَاءَ إِلَّا مِنْ مُكَافِئٍ. Ali radiallahu anhu then says, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will never accept anyone's praise for no reason. If someone, by way of thanks or shukr, praised him, he would accept that praise of that person by remaining silent. Other than that, he would never accept anyone's praise. He would always turn away from the praise of any person. وَلَا يَقْطَعُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ حَدِيثَهُ. He would never interrupt anyone's conversation or his speech, except if that person exceeded the limits. Then he would either stop him, or you would get up from that gathering. This was the sublime conduct and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just one more hadith reported from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, also on the sublime conduct and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him for some money or some coins. The Nabi of Allah told him in return that I do not have anything to give you at this moment. But what you can do, go to the marketplace, purchase whatever you need and put it on my account. I will make sure that I will fulfill your debt. I will pay off your debt. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, he became very upset. Oh, he asked, Ya Rasulullah, there is no need for you to do this. Allah had not burdened you to do something that you cannot bear. There was no need for you to go to this extent. You did not have anything to give him, and that was sufficient, that was fine. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked what Umar radiallahu anhu had to say. He wasn't happy with the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu. When that person heard the comment of Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, anfiq, wa la takhsha min dhil arshi iqlala. O Nabi of Allah, remember, Allah is totally independent. You spend and do not fear poverty from the owner of the arsh. Do not fear poverty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this person's comment, he became very happy. وَعُرِفَ فِي وَجْهِ الْبِشْرِ. He became very happy with what this person had to say. And thereafter he said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْدْ. I was commanded to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to hoard or accumulate wealth. I have been commanded or have been sent to spend in the cause of charity and sadaqah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the beautiful qualities and the shamail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to increase that flame of love that is burning the deep recesses of our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله طيبات صلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
When you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think of Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah's supremacy, Allah's kindness, Allah's love, Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, all the favors of Allah ta'ala, and think of our weakness, our actions, our deeds, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still forgives us. How Allah Ta'ala covers our faults. How Allah Ta'ala protects us and provides for us. And remove from our hearts the love of the dunya that we have. The vice, the evil, the spiritual maladies, pride, anger, jealousy, malice, the bickering, the fighting, greed that we have. The haram pleasures that we take satisfaction in. The lustful glances that we cast. So we say, La. La means we negating. La to all those things. Illallah. Besides Allah. We fill our hearts only with the ma'rifat of Allah. The recognition of Allah. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say Allah, Allah, then we must ponder that everything in the world is saying Allah, Allah with us. The sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, every star is saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the leaves and the trees and the plants and the flowers and the insects and the butterflies and the fish in the ocean and the animals in the jungle and the angels are saying Allah and the jinn is saying Allah and mankind is saying Allah.
May Allah Ta'ala make us true dhakireen, shakireen. May Allah make our tongues moist with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is not just for any certain occasion, it's every single day of our life. So would the dhikr of the tongue, the dhikr of the heart, and the dhikr of every limb that should be working in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's command and Allah's pleasure. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر أنت المقدم أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين أغثنا يا غياث المستغيثين أغثنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا الله there's nobody else we can complain to my Allah يا الله we can only complain to you my Allah يا الله we have hopes only upon you my Allah our reliance our tawakkul my Allah is only upon you my Allah حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير يا الله أيها مولاه يا مولانا يا مولانا يا الله أيها رب العالمين You are the Rabb of all the realms my Allah of all the worlds my Allah يا الله You created us my Allah You are our خالق We are مخلوق my Allah You are our رازق We are مرزوق my Allah يا الله We are looking for you my Allah We are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, select us tonight. Choose us tonight. Accept us tonight. Ya Allah, accept our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Accept all our brothers here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept every single one of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can be the greatest of sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, the worst of your creation, my Allah. The worst of this ummah, my Allah. The biggest of sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, the worst of sins we may have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but we have raised our hands tonight. Only through your kindness, only through your assistance, my Allah. Only through your guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars unto you, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at us, my Allah. With a merciful glance, my Allah. We are at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech your assistance, my Allah. We beg your pardon and forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, the greatest of sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him the greatest, Ya Allah, make him your beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him your beloved, my Allah. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Ya Allah, you love those who forgive, those who seek your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Innaka afuun. تحب العفو فعفو عنا يا الله forgive all of us my Allah يا الله don't deprive anyone of us of your forgiveness now my Allah يا الله these are the last few hours maybe my Allah يا الله perhaps this is the last night my Allah the last night of Ramadan my Allah يا الله if the moon is sighted tomorrow my Allah then there is no more Ramadan then no more nights left for us my Allah يا الله the blessings of Ramadan will be gone my Allah The forgiveness of Ramadan gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, the doors of Jannah which are wide open won't be like the same then, my Allah. The shayateen and the chain in Ramadan will be opened, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Abdurrahman farma. Ya Allah, you are Sami', you are Qareeb, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for the wrongs we are doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see but we believe in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. We love you the most, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayna. Min kulli shayn. Min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yubalighuna ila hubbik. Ya Allah, make us be among those whom you have mentioned. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حِبَّا لِلَّهِ Make us go crazy in your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we go, my Allah, wherever we see, my Allah, it must only be that which you have given us permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from sins, my Allah. I'm tawbah kar rahe. Ya Allah, I'm nadi min sharminda. Ya Allah, we are ta'ibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ta'ibin, my Allah. Mustaghfirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hadith of Qudsi, you have mentioned, Ya Ibn Adam. Innaka ma da'utani, wa rajutani, ghafartu laka wa la ubali. Ya Allah, you have said, oh man, as long as you supplicate to me, you have hopes in me, I will forgive you. And I do not bother how much I forgive.
Ya Allah, because your forgiveness is more vast than our sins, my Allah. Your forgiveness, your mercy, Ya Allah, is vast, my Allah. It supersedes your anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَىٰ غَضَبِي. Ya Allah, that your mercy supersedes your wrath and anger. You don't like to harm, my Allah. You don't like to punish, my Allah. Ya Allah, you like to forgive, my Allah. So forgive us tonight, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. From the time we came into this world, my Allah, till this very moment, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep our records clean now, my Allah. And future also, my Allah. If we commit any sins, wipe out the sins, my Allah. Make us become naked, Salih, my Allah. Make us become righteous, my Allah. Whatever sins we committed, my Allah. Major sins, my Allah. Minor sins, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, in jahalat, my Allah. Intentionally, my Allah. Unintentionally, my Allah. Perhaps we didn't know the right, my Allah. And out of ignorance we did it, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, my Allah. In broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. In varsities, in colleges, my Allah. Ya Allah, abroad, my Allah. At homes, my Allah. In masjids, my Allah. Madrasas, my Allah. In Darul Ulooms, my Allah. Wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. You are watching all the time, my Allah. Forgive us now, my Allah. Make us have that consciousness of you, my Allah. That you are watching us all the time, my Allah. Don't make us be brazen over our sins, my Allah. Don't make us openly commit sins, my Allah. Don't make us falter and slumber now, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Protect us from sins, my Allah. Help us to restrain our nafs and shaitan now, my Allah. Don't make us easily give in to nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us surrender to nafs and shaitan, my Allah. You have mentioned, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ فَقَدْ يَسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Give us that عُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى. Give us that ring, my Allah. Give us that strong bond with you, my Allah. That attachment to you, my Allah. We surrender and submit before you, my Allah. We want to follow your way, my Allah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Ya Allah, you have said, this is my way. This is the sirat mustaqim. Follow this path. Ya Allah, we want to follow your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, we not want to follow the footsteps of shaitan. You have said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. All believers, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Ya Allah, we not want to follow shaitan, my Allah. We want to follow Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us love the sunnah, my Allah. Let us emulate the sunnah, my Allah. Let us be proud of the sunnah of the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us not be embarrassed in any way, my Allah. Let us not be, Ya Allah, feel ashamed, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the courage and strength, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us the iman like you give sahaba, my Allah. Give us the iman like you give sahaba, my Allah. Give us the iman of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our youth and give us, my Allah. The iman you gave those seven sleepers, my Allah, of the cave, my Allah. Those youngsters, my Allah, of the cave, my Allah. وَرَبَّتْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ya Allah, when they proclaim iman, my Allah, you strengthen the hearts, my Allah. You fortify the hearts, my Allah. You give them a strong iman, my Allah. Give us that type of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, our yaqeen in you has become weak, my Allah. Our confidence, our conviction has gone into asbab, my Allah. Into means, my Allah. Into material things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe that our shops are providing, my Allah. Ya Allah, whereas you are the provider, my Allah. Inna Allah huwa ar-Razzaq Zil Quwwati al-Mateen. Ya Allah, you are the sole provider, my Allah. You are the one who is all strong, my Allah. Ruzi comes from you, my Allah. Make us have the correct yaqeen in you, my Allah. Only you can do, my Allah. And only you do, my Allah. Everything else fails, my Allah. Against your wish and plan, my Allah. You are the giver of izzat and honor, my Allah. Tu izzu man tasha, wa tu dhillu man tasha. Tu liju layla bin nahar, wa tu liju nahara bin layl. Ya Allah, you the alternator of day and night is in your control, my Allah. You bring day and you bring night, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us izzat and honor and glory, my Allah. Give this ummat izzat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummat is falling down, my Allah. Ummat is being degraded, my Allah. Ummat is being humiliated, my Allah. Ya Allah, once again, my Allah, restore the honor and glory of this ummat, my Allah. Like how it is in time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. It was the golden era of Islam, my Allah. Make Islam flourish again, my Allah. In every corner of the world, my Allah. Every continent of the world, my Allah. Every country of the world, my Allah. Every city of the world, my Allah. Every village of the world, my Allah. Gali, gali, my Allah. It must be Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Don't make us become keys towards evil, my Allah. Don't make us become a means of dalalat and people going astray, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become keys keys towards good, my Allah, and locks towards evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. If you wish to bless us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, ma yaftahi Allahu linnasi min rahma, fala mumsika laha. Ya Allah, whatever mercies you have showered upon any person, nobody can hold that back from us, my Allah. Tonight, my Allah, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, my Allah, bless every one of us who is here tonight, my Allah, and our mothers and sisters and our elders and brothers at home. Ya Allah, forgive every single person. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Make this now a turning point in our life, my Allah. A life full of hidayat, my Allah. Don't let us become like hypocrites, my Allah. That Ramadan will go and we go back to our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us play games with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never deceive you, my Allah. Let us be loyal servants to you, my Allah. Make us become obedient servants now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among those who are ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, who obey you and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to, and grant us tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, don't make us go to the haram practices again. Ya Allah, and if we slip again, my Allah, because of our weakness, my Allah, grant us tawfiq of making immediate tawbah and keep us back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Right till we leave this world, my Allah, make our dying hours, my Allah, those dying moments, my Allah, be the most blessed moments of our life, my Allah. Grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. There is only hope we have, my Allah. At least Rasulullah SAW will intercede on our behalf, my Allah. When he will intercede on behalf of the people of Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us jannatul baqi. The intercession of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The holy kawthar of him, from his mubarak hands. Make us enter jannat with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Help us to cross full sirat with the spirit of lightning, my Allah. When our amal will be weighed, my Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. If there are any bad deeds, Ya Allah, remove those bad deeds, my Allah. Change those bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, when people will be running to and fro, my Allah, when a person will run away from his own brother, from his own sister, from his own wife, from his own children, from his own father, from his own mother, everybody will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. Ya Allah, when the sun will be hovering above our heads, my Allah, and people will be drowning in their own sweats, my Allah, people will be parishan, my Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, give us shade under your shade, when there be no shade but your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your merciful glance in dunya, Ya Allah, and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those whom you have mentioned in the Quran, Nasullah. فَنَسِيَهُمْ They forgot Allah in the world. Allah will turn away from them on the day of Qiyamah. Let that not happen, my Allah. But Ya Allah, your nazar karam, your nazar rahmat on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, one glance of your mercy, my Allah. It will help us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Our brothers have sat so patiently tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them jazai khair from your treasures, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Give them afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat. Give them strength, my Allah. Give them good health, my Allah. Give them barakat in their businesses, my Allah. Barakat in their wealth, my Allah. Barakat in their families, my Allah. Those who are not married, my Allah, find them suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Those who are looking for jobs, my Allah, find them halal, good jobs, my Allah. Those who have got problems, my Allah, remove their problems, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our deceased, my Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our youngsters now, my Allah, set sirat mustaqim, my Allah. One youngster who is present today, my Allah, make him a role model for others to follow, my Allah. Bless them with hidayat, my Allah. If there's any drug addict, my Allah, if there's any alcoholic, my Allah, give him tawfiq of making tawbah right now, my Allah. Change his condition, my Allah. Do not expose him, my Allah. Cover all faults, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect us from taking interest, my Allah. From indulging haram activities, my Allah. Haram transactions, my Allah. Make us only get halal, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make us produce amal in saliha, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, if this is our last Ramadan, then Ya Allah, make it be such, my Allah, that you completely forgive us, my Allah. Completely forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. The khair of Laylatul Qadr, the barakat of Laylatul Qadr, the rahmat of Laylatul Qadr, the maghfirat of Laylatul Qadr, my get Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, the angels come down, my Allah, and send the salam upon us, my Allah. Let them greet us with salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us feel that enjoyment and ecstasy, my Allah. And if this is not our last, my Allah, let us see many more Ramadan with afiyat, my Allah, and salamati, my Allah, in a good and strong condition, ya Allah. Spiritually, we must be illuminated, my Allah. Spiritually, we must be, ya Allah, charged, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must have that bond with you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who requested duas, my Allah, answer the duas, my Allah. Answer the jais murad and tamanna, my Allah. Ya Allah, these people have got different ambitions, my Allah. Different desires, my Allah. Fulfill all the jais murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله أو نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم cried and he made dua for this ummah, my Allah, and we have forgotten his cry today, my Allah. Give us a fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the worry and concern that Nabi Akram may have for the ummah, my Allah. Let us strive in your path, my Allah. Let us go out for dawat and tabligh, my Allah. Let us go door to door, my Allah. Revive Islam again in every home, my Allah. Revive Islam in our masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us read 5 times salat, my Allah, in your masjid, my Allah. 5 times every day, my Allah. Let us not discard our salat, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah, to be qaim on our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, of making your masjid abad, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Let it not happen, my Allah, the day after Eid, ya Allah, our fajr salat is empty again. It's only 1 or 2 safs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our masjid is full tonight, my Allah. Let our fajr salat, our zuhur salat, our asr, our maghrib, our isha, every day, my Allah, be full like Jumu'ah and Eid, my Allah. Let us not be hypocrites, my Allah. Remove us from nifaq and hypocrisy, my Allah. Make us siddiqeen, my Allah. Make us be truthful, obedient servants now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, guide them, give them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah, from all type of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from all types of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from accidents, my Allah. Protect us from bimari, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from crime, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make anybody be get hijacked, my Allah, or kidnapped, my Allah, or raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become a means of hidayat in this country, my Allah. And every country of the world, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, my Allah. Our ulama, our huffaz, my Allah. Our mashayikh, my Allah. Protect our elders, my Allah. Allah, our elders of our community have done so much for us, my Allah. Today we've got everything on a golden platter. We have forgotten their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got people elderly who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. So many people requested du'as, mothers and sisters, my Allah, answer all the du'as in whichever part of the world they are in, my Allah. All those who have gone for Umrah, accept the Umrah, my Allah. Those who have made irada and intention for Hajj, make the Hajj easy. Grant them Hajj maqbool, mabroor, my Allah. Open the ways for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, ya Allah, the ability to go for Hajj and Umrah all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Bring it back to ya Allah, to the Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help the Palestinians, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, assist them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah, protect them. Our brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq and so many other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtur ham farma, karam farma, ya Allah. Our tears have gone dry, my Allah. Our tongues have become parched, my Allah. Our bodies have gone numb, my Allah. Our hands are paining, my Allah. My Allah, now don't deprive us of these last few moments of Ramadan. Ya Allah, don't deprive us. Don't deprive us, my Allah. We are begging you. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Anta al-ghani, anta al-hamid. Ya Allah, nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. If you close your door tonight, my Allah, then we have got no hope, my Allah. Then we are doomed, my Allah. Then we are shattered, my Allah. But you are not like that, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is impossible, ya Allah, that you'll make us lose hope of your mercy because you have mentioned, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You have told us not to lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Make us become the best of Muslims, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya Mawlan. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.